Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are, hallelujah, we are rejoicing, and we're glad in it. It's another day. Hallelujah. It's just another day that the Lord has made. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. It's just another day. Hallelujah. That the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be ever so glad in it. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. We give honor to God today. Yes, we do. We bless his name. We thank the Lord for his mercy. We thank the Lord for his grace. We thank the Lord for his peace, his joy. We give honor to God today. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We give honor to God and we bless his name. We thank him for his mercy, his grace, his love, his kindness, his truth. Hallelujah. His word. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. We do thank you. Hallelujah. We give honor to God today. We bless the Lord. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Not just with our lips, but with our conversation, our walk, our talk. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We do honor the living God, the only true and living God. And we're so grateful that he allowed us to be here. And we're grateful that you're here with us. Some will be here with us in days, minutes, years to come. We still greet you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. Glory, glory, glory. I tell you, I just love it when this light come on. Hallelujah. You have to know my story. Not being braggadocious or anything like that. It's a miracle for me. Yes. And I just think how God used. Yes. And he is still grooming me and showing me. And he's going to help me he's helping me to perfect this work of ministry. And I'm grateful. I really am. I'm grateful to the Blog Talk and all those that are responsible for and all the work that they do. I'm really grateful. And I thank the Lord for them and for it. Why? Because I can sit here and I can share and I can talk about the Lord. Yeah. There are people who may not be able to get up and go to church or go to Bible study or just want to be somewhere where they can just praise the Lord for a moment or two. We're here, you know. So we thank the Lord. I am grateful for it. Never in a trillion years it was such an encouragement for me. And I think I shared the story with you as to how it was a challenge. And it had already been here since 2010. Because that evening when I first set it up, I don't mind. I got scared. I said, no, I can't do that. And I was in a meeting. And after the meeting, a young lady, she and I started talking. And she challenged me. I said, well, I wouldn't know what to say. She said, just say what you say to me. I said, okay. And I met that challenge. And the Lord used her to challenge me. And when I put in, and it says, welcome. And I'm looking. All my information, everything was right there. And all I had to do was sit down. That's why I say I love to see the light come on. God is so faithful to us. And it just tears of joy how he loves us. And I can't say it enough. You are loved. We are loved. I am loved by the Almighty God. You are loved. Don't ever let anything or anyone tell you different. You truly are loved. And you love the one, you couldn't ask for a better one to love you, the Almighty God. Woo! We need to think about that. Some people do all kinds of things, run into all kinds of traps, wanting to be loved, trying to get this person or that person to love them when you are already loved. If you would just slow down. Hey! Oh, glory. Just slow down. I always say, stop that. Inhale. Just kind of relax. Slow down. And let God speak to your heart. I mean, you have a Father who loves you. And if you haven't given your life to him, do it. Ask him to come into your heart. You may not know about the scriptures that we give when we ask if you have given Jesus your heart. You may, none of that may come to you, but a sincere God, I surrender to you. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. How am I supposed to do it? I've tried everything, and nothing has worked for me. Some people have been abused by family members, friends, and no place else to go or turn to but God. Some have been abandoned by husbands, wives, best friends, even family members. But God is right there. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Will you be living on easy streets? And you'll find the money tree out there and all you have to do is shake it? No. But it's a welcome to enter into the kingdom of God and to be called a child of God. And you learn the ways of the kingdom. Then you learn that you're an ambassador here on earth representing the kingdom on which you will return to. Yeah. I like to make it plain because you don't know the scripture. You don't know, but you feel it in your heart. I have no other place to go, no place to turn. And then you come in the name of his son. And now you are familiar hearing the word Jesus, the name Jesus. But his actual Hebrew name is Yeshua. Yes. And it works. Tears in your eyes, asking God to forgive you of your sins. You know, because everyone knows the wrong and their sin. You know the things that have been done. The lying, the stealing, the backbiting, the deceitfulness. You know that. Messing with that man's wife. Messing with that woman's husband. Even your best friend. Spouse. Or your best friend's boyfriend or girlfriend. You know the deceitful things. Setting traps for people. You know. Backstabbing. Yeah. You know. And you may say, well, that's all I know. Okay. But then now you're going to know some new stuff. Uh-huh. You're going to know, learn a new way of living. Oh, glory. And you're going to put a period there. And there's and then you're going to put a capital B-U-T, comma, but. And you're going to put God. Change my life. Hey, I am a new creation. Uh-huh. And it's not going to happen. Some people say their conversion happened all at once. But it's a growing process. So now I want you to pray and ask God to lead you to the right people. Uh-huh. To do what? So you can learn of him. And then that day you get on your knees and you will fall and you are asking and you start slobbering. Oh, yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. At your father's knee. Yes, Lord. At your father's knee. Yes. Yes. And I'll have to tell you, the friends that you had are not going to stick around too long, most of them. But God will be your friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. That's what the song says. And this friend carries all our grief and care. And the song says, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. No, he's not going to jump through hoops for you. Teach you by the power of the Holy Ghost and his written word how to be obedient to him. Mm-hmm. You don't want to compromise. You don't want to compromise, no. Because you want to do the right thing. And you want the right thing from him. Yes. You want to do the right thing. And you want to do the right thing so you can please him. Talking about God. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. He changed my life. Yes. And don't people, well, you remember? Good. Now you remember me, my stuff, and now you remember where you are. You and I are in different places now. Uh-huh. And yes, my darling, you have people who are in the church and they will see themselves as righteous. Oh, I didn't do that. Oh, but come on. Oh no, I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. You're wrong now. Because trust me, you did some stuff. Mm-hmm. You did some stuff, and it didn't work. Your entrance into heaven, you know. So sin is sin. I don't know where we get that. I didn't do that. No, I keep thinking about the man said I didn't even drink coffee. I didn't know coffee was a sin, you know. But he said that's how righteous he was and how good he was, how he didn't commit no sin. I'm like, really? That's what he said. Sometimes people have a tendency to decide what is an acceptable sin because that's what they're doing. And all that other stuff, I don't do. It doesn't touch me. You're wrong. So don't listen to people. Don't listen to people. You know you have been born again. You know you're saved. and you gave your life to the Lord, and you're studying to, and you're going to pray, and don't try to pray like other people. It's personal. You're talking, prayer is having a conversation with God. It's all of, oh God, I just felt that. Oh God, don't let anything or anyone come in or will try to discourage you from your relationship with God. He wants that relationship with you. It's personal. And how you pray, how you pray, what you say, it just, before you know it, there are people who've written books, and you should say this, and you should say that. And I'm not knocking their books. I'm not knocking what they've said, but I'm saying to you, it's so personal. And you have a relationship with God. The Holy Ghost will lead you into your prayer. Remember that. Write it down. The Holy Ghost will lead me. The Holy Ghost will lead me into all truth. Uh-huh. The Holy Ghost will give me understanding of the word. All you have to do is ask. And God will place you in a church, a ministry, that the pastors will be good examples for you. I didn't say you put them on a pedestal. I didn't say that they cross, that they're perfect and they hadn't made mistakes, they hadn't sinned, they hadn't been disobedient. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you that God has placed them in a place where they are responsible to him for you. And they have to live a life that reflects that. And not if you see a flaw in them, you go, uh-huh, I knew they weren't no good. And you go flying off. No, you get on your knees and pray. Uh-huh. And no gossip. Don't gossip about you. Your friend, your church member, because I assure you, you don't know what people are going through when they close the door. And even if you think you know, you don't know everything. But God, it's a new life. And it's a good life because it leads into eternity with God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? And God is not like people. He is not fickle, darling. Here with you today and gone. Can't even remember. Can't even remember their name. They just flew off and left you. Mm-hmm. God don't do it like that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. He read that even in your most dumb, I mean, you know, one of those times when you say to yourself, you know, that was dumb. That made no sense at all. What in the world? And he loves you good. He loves you in your what in the world. What in the world? What in the world? But he wants us to understand that it's a safe place. Yeah, a safe place. A safe place. And that safe place is in him. Hallelujah. He protects us from danger seen and unseen. And there are trials and tribulations that we have to go through. Yeah. But remember, he'll never leave you. And he'll never forsake you. Just call on him. And he is already there with us. He knows where each one of us. He knows where we are. He knows. He really, really knows where we are. And there have been those who have gone through some horrific ordeals. Horrific. I mean, terrible. sometimes I say people have their smiles on their face and you say, oh, she just gets on my nerve, her attitude and this. You don't know her story, baby. You don't know the story. You don't know the story. And to tell you the truth, some stories you don't even want to know. You don't. So when you see people and you don't understand, just they got their story. And some people are harsh and you don't know their story. But just remember, God loves you. He loves us all and he cares. God loves you. He will lead, guide, and direct each one of us. If we'll listen, we'll be good. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I bless the Lord. I'm elated because all will be the pitfalls, the pebbles. You know, pebbles can hurt almost bad as a stone. Pebbles, stones, mortars in the road, pitfalls, swinging bridges. Oh, my Lord. But God. There are people in your life that just don't like you. They just don't like you. It happens. All you can do is be kind and loving and let up, you know, just put it in God's hands. But just make sure you're right, you're not mean, you're not hateful to them, and in God's own time. Pray for them, nothing bad. Give them peace. Yes, ask God to give them shalom. Yeah. There are people who do you harm just because, you know. Just God is my protector from the evil one. Yes. And you know that the enemy is just using them. Pray for their deliverance. Yeah. Just, you know, God. It's in your hands. Guard me. And I pray for peace for them. And I pray, Father, that you give them. I let them go. And I pray that you give them clarity and understanding. Yes. Before it's too late. Yes. Yes. That's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we do. Because we're busy trying to be about our Father's business. We can't get caught up in the dumb stuff. And when God is blessed, oh, goodness, the finances are good. When we can throw our head back and say, my finances are good. Thank you, Lord. My body is good. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I got a good car. I can go where I want to go. I can do what I want to do. Woo! And then you get comfortable. You throw your feet up, your head back, and no, God has to understand, you know, the prayer time, the reading time, the getting close to God time. Ooh, I'm just too tired today. God just has to understand. I got to take that car and wash it. I'll call him up and have somebody to come. And I just got too many things to do. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. Do you know having all your needs met and everything can cause you to go to sleep with your eyes wide open? And one of the worst things we can say, oh, God understand that. God, I have to understand. Why are we always wanting to make God understand? Why we can't understand? Think about it. Oh, yeah, he understands. Okay. Well, what do you understand? Uh-huh. Or are you just using God to get what you want? And after you get what you want, then you know, God understand, the Father understand. No, we don't want that. We want what he wants. And I understand that we can be so tired that you just pass out. But if you find that to be a routine, then we have to ask God. You have to set aside an earlier time to pray. Yeah, that's what we have to do. An earlier time. So we sleep, we cover it. And when we get up, we cover it. Yeah. Yep. Learning the ways of the kingdom. And it's not hard. It's not hard at all. It's just that we're so used to the world's way and we have so conformed to it. And trying to break out of it can be a little difficult because our whole life is wrapped around the schedules and the doings of the world. Yes, it is. All right. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this day. We thank you, Father, for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to toward your children. Father, we thank you for your love. How it's just flowing over us and through us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you forgive us for all unrighteousness, and how you cleanse us, Father. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise your name, Father God Most High. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your love. Oh, my God, we thank you for your every provision that you have made for us, every provision. Even those we yet don't understand. God, we thank you, Almighty. We thank you for being our Father, our Lord, our God, our Master, and our King. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we give you glory. Thank you for the gift of righteousness. Thank you for the understanding of holiness. For you told us in your word, be ye holy as I am holy. Yes, Lord. And we thank you for it. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the newness of life. Thank you, yeah, God. Thank you. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see. Thank you for touching our ears and opening them that we may hear what thus says the Spirit of the living God. And Father, touch our heart that we will obey you and do your will. Father, we thank you. We thank you for food on the table. We thank you for miracles for those who think that you have not even, you don't even know them. For those who think that you have forgotten them. Oh, Father, we ask that you bless them so good. A miracle. Deliver them out of their horrible situation. Almighty God, breathe on them. Hey, God. Oh, let them find favor with man. And my God, favor with you. Oh, let them know you as their healer, their protector, their shield of defense. Let them know that you're their shield and your help, and their help. God, we thank you. We thank you for the miracle. We thank you for the baby where the mother is trying to make a decision what to do. God, give her hope. Open her eyes that she see, that she hold on. Everything will be all right. Oh, Lord, don't let her think that she'll hold on in vain. Oh, make wonderful things happen for them. Oh, in the mighty name of Yeshua. God, nothing is too hard for you. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for remembering Elder Barry as he lay on his sick bed. We thank you for bringing him up. Hallelujah. We thank you for remembering the Henderson family. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Mother Dunlap. Yes, Lord. We ask that you continue, God. Hallelujah. Moving in her life. Bishop Lee. Yes, Lord. We thank you for how you're bringing Reverend Melson through and out. Yes, Lord. We thank you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. And all those, Bobby, that's on the prayer list, needing your healing, your touch. Oh, your word. I am the God. Oh, my Lord. I am the God. And yes, you are. I am the God, you said, Father, that healeth your people. You said it. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the manifestation of it in the name of Yeshua. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord. In the name that's above every name. Ooh, Yeshua. Oh, God. We thank you. We praise your name. We give you honor. And we thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the manifestation of your presence in the lives of your people. Thank you. Oh, we can all rest knowing that you are in control. You are in control. We just rest in it. God got it. Almighty God, we thank you that you have it. And it is in the matchless name of Yeshua we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. While we read the scriptures, Father, we ask that you allow Holy Spirit to just give us understanding and clarity. Almighty God. And take it, let it just fall into our spirit. Hallelujah. At our soul, and we can remember it. and walk in it. Yes, Lord, don't let it be in vain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us revelation knowledge. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Illumination. Yes, Lord. Comfort us. Reassure us. Encourage us. Father, we thank you for favor with you. And we thank you for your kindness and your mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you. And we thank you wherever our name is. We find favor and kindness. Hallelujah. Favor and kindness. Thank you. Thank you for open doors of opportunity. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Yeshua's mighty name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know where we're going? Genesis. Yeah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Oh, good morning, Elder. Good morning, Sister Ro. My God, I just turned sideways and just all in. Oh, let my laptop go blank, and I'm just talking and not acknowledging anyone. God bless you all, and thank you so much for coming on. And my dear sister, she just worked so hard. But she's dutiful. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's a mighty prayer warrior. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. I love you so much. Hallelujah. All right, back to the scriptures. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 26 of the first chapter. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. Hallelujah. Bless his name. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God did it. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. 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 Genesis let's read the 28th verse. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all. He had rest from all his work which God created and made. No question. God did it. Hallelujah. God did it all by himself. Well, we say, I had someone to ask me, did the angels? I said, no. God, Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost, let us, not us. Hallelujah. Well, one day we're gonna have a study on just the first and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It's just amazing how awesome God is and how detailed he is and how things were altered, but once we learn and see, oh my God, you just sit and you go like, Lord, you did this for me? You did this for us? You wanted us to know? Oh my God. Oh my God. Lord, oh my Lord. God is so, I'm telling you, when we sit and we really take time and we ask the Lord to remove all preconceived understandings, and God open our eyes and it's right there in front of us, you shout. You shout. Yes, you will. I tell you, you shout. You go, oh my God, you're great. You're awesome. Oh, yes, you are. You got all by yourself. Oh, yes, you are. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. You don't need, You don't need no help. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you think of, just give it a little consideration. You shout. And then we can trust him. You get comfortable, like, oh, okay, I can trust him. He is not a figment of my imagination. He's real. Oh, he's really real. Oh, God, and he loves me. And he wants me to do something for him. Yes, he has called me. Oh, glory. Hey, he has called me. And more importantly, I guess we could say he has called me his child. Ooh, my Lord, my God from Zion. I am a child of the living God, the one that blew the breath into man and man became a living soul. Him. Him. And look, let's see what Isaiah, you know where we're going, 43:7. It says, everyone that is called by my name, everyone that's identified with my name, for I, listen, this God, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Oh, you hear the authority in that? Do you hear the authority? You were made for the glory of God. He formed you. Yes. And there are other scriptures where God is saying, I am God, but I just love this. Verse 8 of Isaiah 43. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes. Listen, the blind people that have eyes. And the deaf people that have ears, and let all the nations with the S be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Listen to this. Before me, there was no God formed. Thank you, Lord. Neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. I tell you, oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. That I am God. Hallelujah. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Hey. Oh, my God. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Make me think about the Hebrew boy. Says, okay, our God is able. Hey. To deliver us out of your hands. Our God is able. But if he doesn't, he's still not going to bow down to you. Mm-hmm. Our God is able. Mm-hmm. See, they're in the kingdom. And they understand that there's some things that you may have to endure. But God is able. They got have complete confidence that God is able. That God is able. And we have to keep. You just don't grab it all of a sudden. It didn't happen overnight. It's a process. Your faith is a process. Now, some people have the gift of faith. We understand that. But the majority, God has given us all a measure of faith. Uh-huh. And that faith is confidence in God, confidence in his word. Yeah. Yes. That he is there with us. And he is able to deliver us. Oh, yes, he is. Now, if he doesn't, he's still able. He's still able. Oh, yeah, let's not get that twisted, you know. Uh-huh. Let's not get that twisted. He's able. Isn't that a good thing to know and getting to know? And sometimes winds of life could hit us. And not that you forget, but the wind, you know. Just for a moment. And it's so good when you have sisters and brothers in the Lord who don't count it robbery to remind you that God is able, that God is with you. Don't give up on God. He's there. I'm praying for you, and I'm praying with you. You know? Hallelujah. Because probably safe to say we all can come to one of those moments. John the Baptist came to one of those moments. And Jesus encouraged him. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. He encouraged. So we encourage one another in the Lord, because our God is able. We were made by him and for him. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. That's a tear up the house, tear up the floor moment right there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You just think about that love. And he's the one that define love. Oh my. Have you thought about that? God defines the meaning of love. Mm-hmm. And he demonstrates it, yes, and his faithfulness towards us. We'll be faithful to him, but he certainly is faithful to us. Yes, yes, he's faithful to us. Our God is. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's faithful. My God. Hallelujah. That's a shout right there. Oh, yes, it is. That's a good shout right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. I wanted to read Jeremiah. We got time. Just write this down. Jeremiah 5 and 1 and Micah 6 and 8. Mm-hmm. And in your leisure, you can read it and study it. Oh, we had an awesome Bible study. It was so good last night, I tell you. And I don't talk about it too much. Well, maybe I'll just save it for another time. But the year 5782. That's, we said that's the Jewish New Year. You could just Google that and see what it means. And that'll probably try to take you in some places of understanding clearer. It did for me. Last year was the year of the mouth. Uh-huh. Open wide and filled with words. And when nothing else is to be said, shut it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. God is good. Hallelujah. Anyway. You can find, we'll do that study another time. Jeremiah, the fifth chapter starting at the first verse. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof if you can find a man, if there be any that execute judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their face harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I say, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. Isn't that interesting? Nor the judgment of their God. Not a small g, talking about the Almighty. Their God, I will get me into the great men and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God, but these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bond. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Hallelujah. That one we read here, they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. We can get in such a state, in such a state. That was Jeremiah. I read 1-5. Can get in such a state. We have to pray. We have to pray. When we think we're right, when we think we have, we know it, and not being pleasing in God's sight, sinning so bad, so good is evil in your sight, doing things wrong, and you say we have a relationship with God, and just blinded. Micah 6:8. I like Micah. I really enjoy. He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what thus the Lord requires of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Micah 6:8. He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what thus the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Point blank, period. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Everybody say, who am I? Feed me till I want no more. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God, we just thank you. Ooh, how we glorify you, magnify your most holy name. Our Father, we thank you for clarity and understanding. Hallelujah. Let us be so blinded. Guide us, our great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Yes, he is. And he loves us with an everlasting love. Yes, he does. Oh, walk humbly before your God, with your God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God loves you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until we meet again at the appointed time, God bless you. Walk in the love and the peace and the joy and the confidence that God is your Father. Hallelujah. And he loves you. Hallelujah. God bless.